You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a good week. Hope everything's productive for you, but thank you for joining us. And, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And at the Obesity Revolution, here's what we do. We try to focus on four principles, and that's to identify, to educate, to inspire, and to execute. And if we don't identify the problem, we're not going to make it. If we don't educate others and ourselves on the problem, then how are we going to move forward? And, you know, we don't have to be perfect to inspire others. We just have to show people how we deal with our imperfections, because vulnerability is the great way to inspire. And then to execute, you know, it's one thing to know what to do. We know that we have to eat right. We know we have to move. But it's one thing to know. It's another thing to do. So we want to execute. And we work with the obese community daily to provide, you know, resources, encouragement, and acceptance. And that's what the Obesity Revolution is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. It's, you know, for resources. It's, we have guests that are going through their journey. We have, you know, doctors, professionals that, you know, have dealt in the weight loss industry. You know, our trainer, Brandon Glore, who is the, you know, the extraordinary trainer that he is, and what he's done for us in the obese community is just amazing, because, you know, we say it all the time, obesity does not define you. I don't care what you are, whether you're 50 pounds overweight or 500 pounds overweight. You are a human being and you matter. Don't let anybody ever tell you that. And you that are listening, if this is your first time, we want you to join our Facebook community, the Obesity Revolution Support Group. And you can find that. You go to our website and, you know, join our movement at theobesityrevolution.com. And you can find our groups. If you join our Tour VIP group, you will be put into a Tour VIP closed group as well. But the support group is for everybody, and we want you to be a part of that. And I want to get into the show. I want to get into this episode. And all that I can say is, SpaghettiOs. Anyway, it's the holidays. The holidays. Next week is going to be Thanksgiving. And then, you know, Christmas. And then everything in between, the baking, the cookies, you know, the visits, you know what I'm talking about, the candy. Oh, my. I mean, you know, buying on the go, you know, but, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, some of the closures is going to be, you know, different, especially with Black Friday. But, you know, keeping control of your eating habits during the holidays can be grueling. I mean, it can be grueling. It could be painful. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not a professional. I'm going through this. I'm a dog in the fight with everybody that's struggling with this obesity. It's painstaking. It's mentally draining. You know, staying on track when you're steeped in tradition with family gatherings and the generous spirit of the holidays can be almost too much to handle. And it's not easy. But we can do it. We really can. All of us, we got this. We gotta do this, and all we gotta do is build a plan and then stick to it. And, you know, it's said that, you know, if we fail to plan, then we're planning to fail. I say that over and over again, and I know that. I think that, you know, we plan our work our plan, and then we won't get sidetracked. And so the plan we build doesn't have to be super strict and inflexible. You know, deprivation and something that you can't achieve is not the way to do. If something is not conducive to you, if it's something that you're trying to do and you're restrictive and you deprive yourself, it's only going to lead you to failure. I promise you. You got to make sure that you have, the proper plan. Your eating plan. Whatever you're doing. Some people, like I said, can't do a refeeding meal, a treat meal, a cheat meal, whatever you want to call it, because then it sends them off track. Well, for me, that helps me out. That helps to knock the monotony off, and then also enjoying the food. Who says that we can't enjoy it? Let's slap our hand because, we're fat, we're morbidly obese, and we don't deserve to enjoy ourselves. Well, that's a lie. We need to just put some guidelines into place so that, at the end, we aren't feeling remorse for derailing our journey. And every time you do that, it's buyer's remorse. You buy something and you wish you wouldn't have. And that's the same thing with eating. It's like eating remorse. And don't just enjoy the process. We got to don't say, man, and we don't have to say, I'm looking forward to the holidays, especially with all the craziness that's going on in our world. Let's quit derailing ourselves and let's enjoy it. And if you, mess up, if you want to call it, if you fall down, get back up. Break that pattern because, it's like one thing to fall down. We're going to fail. We're going to get back up. That's the process to success. And whether you like it or not, if you don't fail, you're never going to be successful because it's part of success is failure. And we derail ourselves and then we fall off one day. We make it a week and a week turns into a month. A month turns into complete sabotage. Don't do that. Break that pattern. And when I broke that pattern to say, okay, I had a terrible day, terrible week, I got back up. And that's the thing. That's part of, enjoying the process and embracing the journey. And so here is the guidelines that I came up for myself that I've been following for the past 4 years, going on 4 years since I reached out to Brandon on December 27th, 2016. It's coming up and it's approaching quick. And, I'm going on my fifth year. And it's amazing. So here is my guideline. And I hope this will help you so that you don't say, uh-oh, it's the holidays. You can say, yeah, buddy, yowza, it is the holidays and I'm getting ready to enjoy it. And I'm not going to beat myself up and I'm going to have a time. So here's a little bit of a guideline that I hope that will help you, a little bit of a plan, a little bit of action. I came up with some steps that I believe this is me. This is where I've come to. And this is what I'm doing right now. So number one is remember your why. I have part of my why is my girls. That's what really triggered it. I mean, I'm part of my why because I want to be around here and it's not selfish. I started taking care of myself. And even though it's the holidays, you can't allow your why to be overshadowed by anything. No matter how much stress you may feel or how delicious something smells, your why has to have the priority because it's for your good, for your health, and for your benefit, not nobody else's. Do this for you. I'm doing it for myself, doing it for my wife, doing it for my daughters. And so remember your why. Okay. Why are you starting this? Why? Some people have a health why. They have diabetes. They have, heart problems. They have high blood pressure. So remember what your why is, and that will keep you going. That will cause you to stop saying, uh-oh. And you remember your why. There's a lot to it, especially when you gather yourself. I'm looking at my little girls and they're growing up fast. I got a 10-year-old, 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old, and it goes by so quick. I can't, it's so hard to believe that Mackenzie's going to be 4 years old. Man, how time goes. But I don't want to regret anything because, when you regret something, you're suffering for it twice. So remember your why. Number two, If you're following this with me, please, I hope that you do. Do not do it alone. Do not do it alone. okay? You need support. You need encouragement. That's what our support group is all about. You come to the Obesity Revolution support group, you join that. We will support you. We will encourage you. We will lift you up. And then, you know, accountability. Don't run away from accountability. You know, run to it. And, you know, we'll encourage from somebody who you trust enough, someone who will hold you accountable to yourself, not somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear. That's what I have Brandon for. I send him my meal plan. I send him everything I eat every day. And so my wife, you know, my tour core family, you know what I'm saying? I want to be held responsible. That's why I put, you know, videos out there. That's why I put, you know, different things out there on my Instagram and Facebook, because I want to be accountable to my journey so that you'll stay strong enough to resist indulgences, excuse me, that have not been healthy in the past. So don't do it alone. We're in this together. That's what the Obesity Revolution, it's a community. It's where we don't judge. We don't cast people out. We don't, you know, somebody makes a mistake, they're comfy enough to say it, and then, you know, they come out of it and they feel good, and then they don't quit, because quitting's not an option. And then, you know, thirdly, here it is build your plan. The best intentions, listen to me, will not keep you from falling into old habits or historical traditions that you've had in the past. That they tend to really knock you off your journey. And if you're not careful, your plan could cause you to go, you know, derail yourself. And your plan has to be positive. You know, and to keep you positive, it has to keep you positive. Because if it's not, your plan can simply be an alternative to healthy food options, and you can bring them with you to prevent you from feeling left out. That's the thing. You know, if you don't, you know, trust, if you're going to a family's or a friend's house, bring things with you. Because your plan can be, you know, more, you know, complex, like making the conscious decision to not stand in the kitchen with your family snacking or asking other people for snacks while you visit. Instead, commit to only eating while you're sitting down or one time, and then pushing yourself away and have this and plan it before you get there. Build that plan before you go into it, because you're planning so you don't fail. So you aren't filling up on potentially empty calories as you mindlessly nibble during a fantastic conversation. And it's easy to do that, man. You're like, here it is. You got a bowl of pretzels in front of you. And then, okay, I'm going to have one. And all of a sudden you look down and the whole bowl's gone because you forgot and you're doing it. Or how about them Reese's peanut butter cups or that bowl of candy? You know what it's like. It's like, you know, you know you're going to get into a conversation, or you're going to get bored, or you're just going to start eating like it is. Stay away from it. Plan, you know, build, you know, some wall so that you don't fall into that. You know, bring an appetizer or a dish, as well as a healthy dessert option to the party. Know when you have food, you can only rely on you know, the help you moderate, it will help you moderate your overall intake, excuse me. You know, that's what you got to do. It's going to help you. And what you put out there and planning ahead on the holidays will allow you the maximum amount of stability for your diet while you're still allowing yourself to indulge a little. I mean, come on, folks, listen to me. Let's get real. You don't think you're ever going to have a piece of cake or you're going to have a candy bar or whatever because we did that and it's good, or having a piece of pizza. And it's all about moderation. And if I would have learned this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or even as a kid, I would have gotten a lot further in my life. And man, you know, it's like teaching an old dog new tricks. I'm glad I'm learning it at 50, but I sure wish I would have learned it a long time ago. I don't regret it, but I wish. Because strategies like these can make all the difference. And you need to make sure you build that plan and you stick to it. And number four, don't let yourself get hungry. You know what I'm talking about. You don't just get hungry, you get hangry. Man, you're so mad. That's my little daughter, Livy. She, whenever she comes home from school, boy, she is hangry. She's so hungry that she's angry at the world until she gets something. And you know what? Don't let yourself get hungry or hangry. Many folks will skip a meal on the holiday in anticipation to the feast that awaits them at dinner. If you do that, okay, you will have less control because you will be nearly out of your mind with hunger. You know that. I'm just telling you from experience. You skip that, and don't skip a meal because you want to fill up at dinner. Instead, allow yourself to eat what you need to prevent low blood sugar, you know, the hangries, the lazy, you know, food choices. That's easy to fall into that. You know, them lazy food choices brought on by lack of sustenance earlier in the day, and then you eat and eat and eat, and eating the good stuff earlier in the day will not dilute the taste of an enjoyment of the evening meal, but you stick to what works for you. High protein breakfast, low carbs, you know, staying hydrated, drink plenty of water, eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, et cetera. And if things go on, trust me, you won't cheat yourself out of a great meal, and you'll be proud of yourself the next day. That's the thing. We got that eating remorse the next day. And then we're like, oh man, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have eaten. And the list goes on, right? So please make sure you don't let yourself get hungry. You know, eating small meals through the day helped me out. I'm a creature of habit. I know what I have to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even my snacks. And whenever I do that, I'm pretty successful. And number five is stay away from the sugar. Sugar creates you to be more hungry. I'm gonna tell you what it does. You know that as well as I do. Sugar is a drug. If it wouldn't even be legal today if they were, you know, to pass that by the Food and Drug Administration, it wouldn't be. And I can't stress it enough. Sweets, sugary desserts, and other processed sugars can do more. And I'm speaking to me right now because we're all in this. And you it can do more to derail you than almost anything else. You know, it spikes your blood sugar. It causes dehydration. And since our bodies can not identify what the heck high fructose corn syrup is, our brains tell us our bodies to just store it as fat. That's a shame, man. As soon as you eat sugar, man, it's fat. And I don't need any more fat. I mean, that's all there is to it. But sugar tastes so good. I mean, seriously, doesn't it? Oh my goodness, what's wrong with us, man? What the heck? What have we gotten to? And now, I know you won't be able to avoid the sugars entirely, okay? Let's just be real. But you can plan your way around it so you can get, okay, through it pretty well intact. Check this out. Listen to this. Before you put anything on your plate, look at all the options, okay? I don't know if you've ever done this before. And decide which you would like to enjoy the most. And pick that one. And speaking of plates, use a small plate. You know, studies have proved that we eat less when we use a small plate. It really does work. And I even had, you know, Jess, you know, she bought some smaller plates. And it looks like, okay, the plate's full, but you're not eating as much. If you get a super large plate, like, you know, it's going to, you're going to, you know, fill it. I know I will. I like filling my plate. And I like eating all my plate. You know, I don't have any problem eating everything that I put on my plate. You know, when I was a kid, my parents didn't have to say, Sean, eat everything on your plate. Hey, I just did it, man. I scarfed it down. You know, the first bite was a half moon. The second bite was a total eclipse. So I was there. And number six is be ready for a guilt-free, healthy choice, okay? Listen to this. Sometimes food can be associated with guilt. Am I right? Come on. And if you don't eat someone's dish, they may become offended. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to damage yourself or take an unhealthy detour on your journey just to make someone else feel better. OK, okay? Your feelings are just as important, and the health of your body is way more important than someone's immature reactions, you know, if you choose to eat something healthier instead. Respect yourself. If they don't like it, you know what? They can, you know, take a hike. That's all I'm saying, because you want to stay on track. You need to stay on track. And guess what? Just be ready for a guilt-free, healthy choice. And don't ever say if somebody's going to, you know, rake you over the coals, well, you eat this all the time. It's not going to. Well, you stick to your guns and say, you know, thank you very much, but I'm going to do this. It's my body. You know, thank you. Number seven, veggies, veggies, veggies. You know, I have learned that, you know, filling up with veggies is much, much better, man. I can eat the fire out of roasted cauliflower, you know, roasted cabbage, man. I tell you what, I can get, and like we eat it when Jess makes, you know, roasted cauliflower, the kids even eat it. It's like eating popcorn. They don't stop. And, you know, the holiday seasons last from just after Halloween to about mid-February, or, you know, or they do it 365. And it's so challenging during this time. I want you to get into a habit, just like that we all have to, of eating vegetables. For many reasons, vegetables are the answer. They are loaded with nearly all the building blocks we need to for our healthy bodies. They prevent us from packing on extra pounds as our general level of activity decreases. And by the way, there's a lot of vegetables out there that are high in that are carbs, you know, and they are higher carbs. But like I said, I'd rather eat those carbs than eat potato chips or breads, you know what I'm saying, or pasta or whatever. So they help keep our immunity up, as the winter always brings colds, flus, bronchitis, and even now COVID-19. And then we need to keep plenty of variety of vegetables on hand. And number eight, watch what you're looking at, okay? Keep high-calorie, low-nutrition foods in the house, and they will eventually cause you to give in, and that they're going to. If you have these low-nutrition foods, you know, the high-calorie, they're eventually going to cause you to give in and eat them. Don't even bring them into the house. If they aren't there, you can't wear yourself down and talk yourself into eating them. It's when we get the carb craving or your sweet tooth tries to override your plan. Have you been there? And then what you want to do is you just want to derail them, all of them, and say, man, I'm just going to throw it in. And before long, that whole bag of chocolate or cookies or whatever your poison is gone. And doing this keeps you accountable, okay? It will keep you accountable and helps to keep you focused on the big picture. It's also important that if you happen to overindulge one day, don't starve yourself the next day. The two behaviors do not cancel each other out, and you would be doing more harm than good for your body. If you overindulge one day, eat well the next day, and the other day after, and the day after that. Listen to me. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you hear me? Listen to me. Don't do it, because you're going to have a bad day. And when you do have a bad day, just watch what you're looking at. Watch what you're doing. Number nine is move that body. While it's true that you can't outwork a bad diet, there is a lot to be said for keeping as active as possible, especially during the holidays. When you move, you feel better. Your flexibility increases. Your blood sugar evens out. Your blood pressure lowers. Snuggling up during a chilly winter day is awesome. Just don't turn into a giant couch potato. Keeping your energy up will do wonders for your mood, your outlook, your motivation, also your muscles tend to cramp less on chilly days when you've been keeping them warmed and flexible. So just remember that. Move that body. Just move a little bit extra. You know, move your arms, whatever you have to do if you're sedentary. So just move. And number 10 and lastly is to avoid saying, it's the holidays, I can't do this. Here's what you do. Not your monkeys, not your circus. For many of us, the holidays can be a source of aggravation and even stress, right? Hello. Old hurts, family drama, unresolved issues from your years past. Sometimes these things don't bother us until we are in the same room with those people. Now, I challenge you to do this. I challenge you to anticipate the holidays this year with a different mindset. Not your monkey, not your circus. And you don't have to follow into drama. The only thing that you can do to take the only thing you can do is take care of yourself. Allow yourself to get plenty of rest. Allow only good things in your body and allow yourself to stay as long or as short a time as you like. You are under no obligation to anyone to stay in a toxic place. When you're ready to go, say your goodbyes and leave. No explanations are needed. Conclude your evening or your time or your day and go home. And when you get home, do not stress eat. Instead, be proud of yourself of limiting time in a stressful environment because you can do this. I promise. Listen, this year you don't have to say, uh-oh, it's the holidays. You don't have to do that. This is not the time to do that. But we got this. I believe you got this. And you can make it. And if you have a plan, plan your work. Work your plan and don't get sidetracked. And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you all listen. We're here to support each other. And we are going to make this community the most supportive, the movement at theobesityrevolution.com. And listen to me, if you need anything, you reach out to us. We will help you. My team will help you. We will get the answers, the resources, and the tools that you need because guess what? There's the one is okay, but whenever you have two or three around you, and the more people you have around you supporting you, it helps you to pick you up when you fall down and you think that you can't get back up. You can, because support is what it's all about. And I just want to thank you, every one of you that are part of the Obesity Revolution, that are part of our community, that we got this. I love you all. And remember, you don't have to say this year, uh-oh, it's the holidays. Say, yummy, yummy, yummy. I can't wait. And I'm going to enjoy the holidays this year because there's a plan. There's these 10 different steps that I put together that I think will help you because it's going to help me. And this was written to me before I will ever espouse it to anybody else. So we're the Obesity Revolution. We got this. You're awesome. And you were worth it. Until next time, get healthy and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.